You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got it all, local, state, and national, covering down all those issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, Boomer, I'm calling an audible.
Audible?
I am calling an audible. I've got a dipper.
Omaha!
Yeah. I'm calling an audible, though. So I've got a dipper we're going to do here in a minute, getting the word out, I call it.
Right.
We'll get on that. But I think we need to... I've determined that we need to spend some more time talking about this cultivated
meat.
Oh,
man.
Seriously, I want to do this. So the text line here, 833-687-4448. You can call it or text it. Here's what I want to know. What do you think about the fake meat thing, the cultivated meat, they call it? And then, by the way, what are some of the best names you can think of to name? I've got like Samah the truck driver just sent in one. We could bring back things like mammoth meatballs and dodo nuggets. And then I saw another one. Where did it go? Somebody else just jumped in.
Whoa.
There. Fat-free flank.
Whoa.
Said Robert from Harvest.
Well, I just read a text. Jason from Jasper.
Yeah.
This is going to get you. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
All right. Yeah. He says, what if we have already been eating cultivated meat and they're just now telling us about it?
Stop it!
That brings up a whole new conversation.
there are some ethical violations in there somewhere. I feel certain someone needs a good beat down if they've been sliding me some fake meats, what I want to say.
Absolutely.
You got a caller on the line?
Yeah, we got one.
Let me jump in there real quick. Alan from Hartsel. Alan, how you doing?
I'm upright and busy as usual.
That's good. Goodness. That's good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Okay. In Idaho.
Yeah.
I only saw one little short spot on news about it, and I started digging, trying to figure it out. The Department of Interior eliminated 7,500 acres that were leased, had been being leased for cattle grazing in Idaho.
Okay?
So they got to come up with something. The ranchers were saying they would graze this summer, would graze somewhere between 2,800 and 3,000 head of cattle this summer on that 7,500 acres. Well, the Department of the Interior says, no, we can't do it. We're not going to let you lease it anymore because we're going to put in a wind farm.
Oh.
That power goes from Idaho to Northern California and Oregon.
Oh.
Simply amazing.
So you're thinking.
We've got to have this artificial meat so we'll have something to eat.
Oh, see.
That don't make good sense. But
so you can't get a steak. They got to grow you one.
Come up with, it makes good sense.
Oh, my gosh. That, you know what? That's sneaky, though, man. We'll put in a wind farm. We'll get rid of their grazing grounds, and then we'll have to build some meat in a laboratory. That's gross. Alan, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, so I want to know, what does my audience think? What all you Right Side ruffians out there think? 833-687-4448. What do you think about this cultivated meat, they call it? What do you picture? And then, oh, by the way, what would you call it? Pick up some names. I mean, I'm seeing they're dropping in like, oh, man. So, since I said earlier, when you have cultivated meat, there's no cow flatulence to worry about.
Correct.
Right. So John from Huntsville says it's just fart-free meat.
Come to the section of the fart-free meat section, guys.
It's like, you know, free-range chicken and fart-free beef. By the way, is it beef? Are they growing, like, are they actually cloning DNA and they're growing beef? Or is this a meat-style product?
It's interesting.
This is grossing me out.
Maybe they're trying to.
I mean, is it coming out? Look, is it coming out beef? Or is it coming out chicken? Is it coming out pork? Or is it just coming out fake meat?
Just fake meat.
Just slabby, puffy slabs.
I mean, you can't get a rib anymore because there's no rib.
There's no ribs. There's no rib. Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure the McRib sandwich from McDonald's is a lot like that anyway. All right, what else we got in here, though? Oh, here's a good one. Monty from Huntsville. Petri poultry. We have some geniuses in our audience.
Yes.
Petri poultry. JT from Lacey Springs. I'm a cis white real meat eater. He's not buying it, man. He's not buying it. He's not in.
Jimmy from Delrose.
Yeah, what do you got?
I call it R2-D2 doo-doo.
R2-D what?
That's what he calls it.
Okay. Roughly Ann from Huntsville. Bogus Burgers. She had Pronto Burgers. She changed it to Bogus Burgers. Wes from Huntsville. My texter just had to reboot. There it is. Dems have been eating everything that doesn't agree with them for years. They want to add a C to the alphabet for cannibalism. Oh, you're scaring me now. That's right. This can't. We don't want to find out. This is. Oh my gosh. We need to know. At least you know where beef comes from, right? Raven from Russellville. If you eat artificial meat and it gives you artificial gas, do you let an artificial fart? Raven, that is like perhaps one of the most epic questions we've had asked on this show. Just saying. Roughly Ann from Huntsville. What? Fictitious fillets. That's good. Fictitious fillets. Jerry from Decatur reminds me of mushrooms cultivated from chicken manure. I don't know why it reminds you of that, but okay. JT from Lacey Springs again says, I think fake meat will come out liquid. That's just awful that you would say that. Okay, so John from Brownsboro, bovine genocide, is that what they're going for? Sounds like it. I'm just wondering. Patrick from Grove Oak, transvestite meat. So Patrick from Grove Oak, we got some transgender meat, is what we got. It's trans meat.
Ew.
Okay, I'm bothered now. So far, Petri Poultry is still winning. Teresa from Town Creek, left-wing chicken feathers. Joe from Athens, mystery meat, absolutely. But I remember the days, back in the old days, some of you old-school military guys, remember the old MREs? We had stuff in there like ham and chicken loaf. What the heck is a ham and chicken loaf? Why is that even a thing? Who named that? But that's the kind of thing I'm picturing. Like, here's the cultivated meat, and you tear off the top of the envelope, and you squeeze it up like a paste. There. Now we're in it. Yeah. Have I got it? I am not the spokesperson for the cultivated meat factory, I can tell you that. Line one, Miles from Madison. Hey, Miles, how you doing?
I'm more blessed than anybody, I'm pretty sure. We have a full-time cattle ranch on the Tennessee River there, up south of Huntsville.
Awesome.
500 acres of grass-fed beef. And as long as I keep my cows out of them Mexican restaurants, they don't fart. Now, on the other hand, our horses. You ever heard farting like a racehorse?
Oh, man.
Now, our horses, they are quite flatulent, especially if you... I mean, flatulent, not fratulent. Flatulent. They fart a lot, especially if you put a little pressure on them.
Seriously, you
don't ever hear a cow fart. I know there's methane going on there. That rumen, there's rumen for methane and all, but horses fart.
This show has devolved.
You don't ever hear a cow fart.
I said this show has devolved into a low level right now. All right, well, let me ask you a question, though, Miles. So you're a cattle farmer. What do you think about the old idea of fake meat?
Well, seriously, if you want to be a little bit serious, I think let market forces take care of everything. As far as you were talking earlier about people preaching from the pulpit like Dixie Chicks, let them do it and let them suffer the consequences. Let them produce artificial meat. Go right ahead if it works. Fine. I'll be happy to meet my T-bones and your artificial meat in the public opinion of capitalism.
I'm with you, brother. I think you're right. But here's the one piece I would add to it, though. I think we ought to be told if it's fake meat.
Yeah. The one beef you have to it. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, one beef. Yeah, it's going to be that way. And by the way, you'll be able to tell by the tape.
Yeah.
This is really, I think, a tempest in the teapot. I mean, I'm a full-time cattleman. That's what I do for a living, period. But I'm not worried about it. It's a tempest in the teapot. They're not going to be able to produce a tasty ribeye out of a laboratory. Give me a break.
Oh, all right, Miles, appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in, brother. That was good stuff.
Hey, God bless you.
And I know everything about cow and horse farts now that I didn't know before. That's just, I mean,
yes.
I got, it's all there. I got a flatulence education.
But I love hearing that, you know, one that actually raises all the cattle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's a cattleman.
I love it.
At heart.
Yes.
By God.
Here in Alabama.
Yellowstone. Take me to a break. I want to hear more. I mean, y'all are some original people out there. All you ruffians out there. So, oh my gosh, I just realized I scrolled up and realized the text message is still going. So, yeah. All right, folks, listen, I want to know, fake meat, cultivated meat, they call it. Would you eat it? What do you think about it? And oh, by the way, what would you call it? Like, here's Wes from Huntsville. Oh, it went away. Wes from Huntsville. Imbrino meat. Yeah. I'll take it to a break. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I gotta tell you, the text lines are just going bananas, so we're going to keep that going here in just a minute. I want to take a second, though, and step back. And on a more serious note, there was that situation we discovered today that, you know, the fears of the submarine that was, you know, headed down towards the Titanic with three tourists and two crew members. It did apparently implode. I got a caller on the line that has some information about it, so I'll just see what he's got real quick. We'll take that line one, Steve from Huntsville. How you doing, man?
Colonel, doing great. Doing
good.
Great.
What's on your mind, bud?
Well, I have a couple things, but one, my cousin's a forensic scientist from she graduated from Tennessee.
Okay.
And I was talking to her actually just last night, and she was saying that at that depth, it's like a 200-pound man stepping on a beer can.
Oh.
It's instantaneous, and they probably never knew what happened.
Yeah. I anticipated that was probably the case, yeah.
If it imploded, and sad for the families, but, I mean, if you got to go, it's better not than to ever realize it's happening.
Wow. Well.
My question, though, sir, is Adam Schiff lied to the Congress. And if you and I were called before Congress to testify, that would be a felony.
Yep.
If we lied. Are Congress members not held to the same standard? That's an honest legal question.
I guess the honest non-legal answer is apparently so, but or apparently not. But no, they're supposed to be held to a similar standard, and the reality is there's a thing. So here's the bottom line: in the practice of politics, there's a thing that sometimes is also used in sales, and they call it puffery. And it's a weird name, but what puffery means is it's basically like you're bragging or you're saying something or you're making it sound bigger than it is. It's just part of the sale. It's just part of the pitch of your product. Well, in the course of projecting something in politics, you too often wind up having what they might call puffery in politics, and that's where someone is amplifying their statements, making things sound a little better than they are, and everybody knows that it's just kind of like a little puff talk. Well, he took it a step too far. He began to claim that he knew of things that weren't real, and he was impacting people's lives by doing it. So I'm personally of the mind he deserved more than a censure. But, he was also removed from his committee chairmanship, or his committee post, I mean, on Senate Intel, and denied the opportunity for classified information. So there was a little more to it than just this.
Something that really concerns me as just a general citizen in America is how many lives were ruined because of this phony investigation. General Flynn, Manafort, whether the guy broke the law or not, they would have never looked in and found a process crime had he not gone to work for the president at the time. And it's turning into where the smartest and the brightest are not going to take that job, and we're going to end up with a bunch of DAs up there, and you're a military man, you know what I mean. I'm not talking about a district attorney.
Yeah.
It's getting to where you don't have faith, and if you take that job and you're the best for that job, you're going to get persecuted by the other side.
I'm not denying that.
It scares the crap out of me.
And Steve, I'm going to tell you right now, I will say this. Keep this in mind. I went down to Montgomery looking sideways at everybody who was there. And state politics is not much different than D.C. politics in terms of people that are there for the right reasons and the wrong reasons. What I discovered was there's a lot of good people in politics. They're just not the ones who get the headlines because they're too busy just doing the good things, keeping their head down and getting good stuff done. So don't think for a second that every single person who's elected and gone to D.C. is automatically a part of the swamp or somehow needs to be drained. Brother, I got to move on. I got another call. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Let me jump over to – let's get back on topic, too, because I didn't know we were going to go down politics on that last call, but the reality is we were talking about meat, fake meat, lab-grown meat. So line two, Thomas from Athens, what are your thoughts on the meat, man?
Well, I it's politics, too, because the environmental movement does not want bovine flatulence. They don't want hog farm stink. They don't want chicken houses stinking up the world. They don't want turkey farms to stink up that hog. I mean, it is an environmental. And so if you take away the land from the small producers, like the gentleman that just called with the 500 acres,
yeah,
you take away the land, you make it difficult for them to get their stuff to get it to market, then you got to replace it with something. They're working on, they're funneling money into building up the insect edible industry.
Oh, yeah.
And now we got the enviro meat business they're talking about. Let's just call it green meat because that's what it is. It's green politics.
Is it going to be meat in a tube? Are they going to squeeze it out like toothpaste onto your bun? I mean, this is... But I think you're right, though, Thomas. I think you're spot on. I don't think there's anything about this fake meat situation that is required because of starvation. We don't have a lack of the potential for, goats, sheep, cattle, pigs, chickens. We got plenty. I think this is an attempt to try and circumvent the nature of things, the natural course of things, and do something in the green industry. That's what I think is happening. You're right. You're exactly right. Thomas, thanks for the call, man. You have a great day. I got plenty more text messages to get back to. I think we're going to stick with this, Boomer. I mean, I'm pretty sure the meat thing is going to carry us through most of the show.
I mean, it's taking over the text messages for sure.
It's exploding right now. So, all right. So, yeah, listen, if 833-687-4448, that's 833-68-RIGHT. Call it or text it. Fake meat, cultivated meat, they call it. What do you see in your mind when you think of that? And oh, by the way, are you going to eat it? And then secondly or thirdly, what would you call it? We've had some great ones so far. My favorite is Petri Poultry. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. Now I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. The phone lines have blown up. The text lines have blown up. All all God's children want to talk about fake meat. So let me just, is it in order, Boomer, on the screen here I'm looking at? So just take line one, Robert from Madison. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, just fine, Phil. So before it's all said and done, it's going to end up like a Charlton Heston movie, Soylent Green.
Oh, no. Soylent Green is people. So you're saying they're going to start growing like cloned meat off of people DNA?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, this, you know, one... Okay, somebody's got to take a stand here. I'm only eating bone-in ribeye from now on. I want to see the bone. I want to know it's there. Just saying. Robert, thanks for the call, man. You have a great day. Line two, Andy from Huntsville. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking Dr. Seuss may have been ahead of his time with green eggs and ham.
Green eggs and ham. I just, you know, so wait, are you saying they're going to have fake eggs too?
Maybe.
Oh, this is getting too far down the road, man. Andy, thanks for the call, man.
Keep up the good work.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Line three, is that Lee? Lee from Huntsville. How are you doing, Lee?
I'm doing well. Okay, so this is the World Economic Forum. This is 2030 agenda.
Yeah.
This is Bill Gates.
Yep.
We've seen this over and over again. He's a very big pusher of this fake meat nonsense. And if you think about it, fake meat would be easy to manipulate. Fake meat would be easy to add things to.
Yes.
That they want to control the world population, to add in, I don't know, say suspicious vaccines that no one knows anything about. I don't know if eating would actually be the best way to take something like that. But science is advancing every day. So... And I trust these people as far as I can chuck them. And Bill Gates has gotten a little chubby, so I don't think I could throw him very far. he's going to be eating. Bill will be eating Wagyu prime rib or filet mignon or whatever. You, the great unwashed, will eat the fake meat that we've printed. It's actually printed, Phil, like out of a printer.
What? Printed out of a printer?
That's how they make it. It's printed like a 3D model. Printed, I've seen it, a video of it, and they print it to look either like ground beef or like a steak or whatever. But I can assure you that that's never crossing my lips, ever.
No.
Fake nothing.
No.
Because they have no idea how something like that would be synthesized by our bodies. No idea.
This is
all one big giant experiment, and we are the lab rat.
That's all right. Lee, all of my conspiracy theory flags are flying right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Lee. Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is that Allie on line five? Yeah, Allie from Athens. How are you, my friend?
I am well, counselor, and I am going to shift the whole thing, sir, into a realm of nobility. Today is the 90th anniversary of when Judge James Horton overturned the death conviction of the Scottsboro boys in our courthouse in Limestone County, 90 years ago today.
Wow.
The man took his life in his hands. He withstood the Klan. He never practiced law again. And this is what he said. Let justice roll down though the heavens may fall. It was one of the most important civil rights cases of the 20th century, and it happened 90 years ago today. So you can take that and your towel flatulence and figure out what to do with it.
I was hoping you'd bring it back to either flatulence or fake meat. Thank you, Allie. Appreciate
there you. Go. Oh, I can do the fake meat. I can go right there with this. The ruffian. Leanne the ruffian. Yes, sir. I will tell you this straight up. As someone who has had 20 years worth of studying nutrition, your body will not recognize it. And so what will happen, irrespective of what they add to it and all the rest of the crap, your body will not recognize it, just like it doesn't recognize Cheese Whiz, sir.
Oh.
And it goes straight through you. I know, boys, don't be haters. I mean it. It goes straight through you because your body goes, ain't food, delete. So people will be eating stuff. They will be eating stuff. It'll be a food-like substance that does not offer any nutritional anything. So they can actually starve to death and be overfed.
Okay. So
because our bodies aren't made for it. Yeah.
So I finally found the place where you and I may have to part ways for the moment, and that's on Cheese Whiz. But we love you anyway.
I know. I know. But you know what? I spent almost 2 years on Rob Winnie. I know how to do some convincing, sir.
There you go. All right, Allie, thanks so much. You have a great day. Let me jump over to line one. Brian Huntsville. What's up, Brian?
Well, I'm thinking we need to get the Secret Service in on this, sir, because it sounds like counterfeiting, and that's a crime.
Oh.
Counterfeit meat.
I'm digging it. So is there going to be an entire new wing of the Secret Service to investigate meat fakes?
Oh, just pulled all the extra IRS agents over to the Secret Service that we got.
Absolutely.
There.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian. See you, buddy. Let me jump over to the text lines. So Pastor Carl over in Decatur says, I don't know what he's saying. Petri Ching. I guess that's the name of the food product. It's a Chinese dish.
Petri Ching. That's what it is. Well, Roughly Ann from Huntsville was, she said, blasphemy beef.
Ooh, blasphemy beef.
Yeah.
She's going right to the core of it all here.
Uh-huh.
Andrew from Tony says, have you seen the movie Snowpiercer? I know of it, and I think there's actually a series or something like on. I guess what he's saying is they have to eat fake meat because they. I don't know.
Hmm.
Meat in a tube. What is it? Tony from Piedmont on submarines. We called it plastic milk and eggs after about 30 days. There you go. Doug from Birmingham says call it not so near meat, not so neat meat, not so neat meat. Mr. Hill from Pumpkin Center says, Sponge Burger, Saggy Pants.
Sponge Burger.
I didn't expect that one. Michael from Taft says, hey, Colonel, you call those eggs that we used to eat out of the mess hall or in the field? Well, yeah, those were eggs. Surely they were. I knew they were. Had to be. They weren't poured out of a jug.
No. Not at all.
Come on. What's wrong? Brian from Huntsville says that Petri Poultry tastes like chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken.
I'm pretty sure I can gnaw on this desk right here. It would taste like chicken. But what else we got in here before we go to the break? We got a new texter, Skip from Pinson, brand spanking new in the line. Hey, did Buttram just walk in our studio?
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? Scott Buttram just walks in our studio, just unannounced. How you doing, brother? You want to get on the line with us for a minute? All right, grab that microphone right there. Boomer, put him on there. All right. So, Buttram, I just saw you on Twitter a minute ago, bro. I thought you were heading up to Mentone.
I am, but I've been driving around Gadsden. Okay. I realized you had a few more minutes on the air, and I can't get through to Boomer. His phone lines are
jammed up.
The text messages.
Fake meat.
This is the first time, first of all, that I've been able to hear Right Side Radio for an extended period.
Yeah.
Other than little clips. This is the best show. I'm sorry I bring it down when I fill in for
it. No.
I feel terrible about that.
Oh, well, thank you, my brother.
It's a great show. So I'm inspired by something you said earlier.
What's that?
Take back the English language.
Yes, thank you so much.
And reject this non-word business that we're dealing with. And I think we should start with the meat, the fake meat.
Yeah.
Franken meat.
I think Franken meat
that
may rank
good.
Right up there.
I mean,
it's a Dr. Frankenstein's meat, so we might as well call it what it is.
What do you picture when you think of this fake Franken
meat? Well, I actually saw video of it last night.
Really?
As they were slicing it up. And it looks a little like chicken, but at the same time, it doesn't look like chicken.
It's flabby, white, pasty-looking meat grown in a dish.
It is.
Are they slicing it off a loaf? What are they doing there?
I don't know. These were the lady that was talking about the 3D printer.
Yeah.
I think she might be onto something because it was kind of in the shape of a boneless chicken breast, but not really. But, you know, so many other things go into the taste of meat, like how they were raised, what they were fed.
Yeah.
I don't trust
corn-fed
that.
Corn-fed beef, grass-fed beef, yeah.
Exactly. I'm not down for this. I'm not going this route.
I think Lee from Huntsville, if you heard her before you came in, but Lee from Huntsville called a minute ago. Oh, she's the one with a 3D printer.
Yeah.
And she was saying, too, that and then what else are they putting in it?
Right.
If they decide that we all have to have the vaccine, we'll just inject it into the fake meat.
I didn't think about that until Lee said it.
Oh.
And my immediate thought is I think she's onto something.
It's a whole new world, bro.
There's something going on.
All right, we got to take a break. Boomer, let's take the break right now. Come back from our last segment. I'm telling you what, I had a whole dipper that just got run over by fake meat.
Yeah, completely ran over.
Fake meat and petri chicken and all of it.
All of it.
Well, I'm looking at your dipper. It'll all keep.
That's true. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, before I go any further, I got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. And when I say they're my friends, it's legit. I know these folks personally, and they are good at what they do. So here's the thing. You hear me talk about it all the time. ZLA Solutions, they can help you with all kinds of different business type solutions, sorting and containment, quality control, you know, logistics, warehousing, but their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, I mean, if you need people, they can do it. It can be like onesies and twosies, just a few folks you might need with special niche skills, or it can be a whole shift of folks to run the factory. Doesn't matter. Entry-level skills or up. They can do all the drug testing, the background checks, the recruiting, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. So yeah, if you need something, you need people, ZLA Solutions. Here's their website, ZLAUSA.com. How easy would that be? ZLAUSA.com for ZLA Solutions. And do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. Boomer, you got that sound effect, man, because the text lines blew up. I'm just telling. I'm sitting here looking. So, by the way, John from Huntsville's already given us a grade. We're already in. Boomer, Butters, and Phil all get an A+, and Scott Buttram gets an A++ for his fake meat answer and his magician-like studio entrance.
I'll take that. It may be the highest grade I've had in my life.
That's great.
You just upped our game, brother. Brian from Huntsville, he says, thank you all. I have laughed far too much over fake meat segment. You are deeply appreciated. You're welcome, Brian. We love you, man. David from Huntsville says, vaccine meat or Gates vaccine meat. This is Lee from Huntsville. It's got coming. Everybody spun up, man.
Yep.
That might hit a little too close to home.
Saying. Jay from Hartzell says, that's too far. You got to leave the cheese whiz out of this. The gloves are coming off. Bev from Madison calls it sucker meat.
Sucker meat.
You're a sucker if you eat it. I know that.
That's right.
JT from Lacey Springs says, call it imagine meat. On the menu with a nothing burger served at the Soup Sandwich Cafe.
Imagine meat. I could look at that and be like, you can imagine it being anything.
Yeah,
that's like the Blues Brothers wish sandwich, right? Two pieces of bread. Wish you had something to go in between.
Ugh. All right. David from Danville says, I can't believe it's not chicken.
Because it's not chicken.
It's not chicken. Anything you got to slice off a loaf ain't meat.
That's
right. Matt from Athens is all in on the Soylent Green idea. I'm with you, brother. Doug from Birmingham, I don't know. Okay. All he says is, it fills a void, it makes a turd. That's all he says.
Fills a void.
This is an all-man show today.
This is a man show.
You're scratching and grunting. All right. Andrew from Tony, I already read that one already. Where else did we go? I missed one. Pete from Muscle Shoals says, potted meat and saltines.
Oh, man.
You know, potted meat's actually a thing.
It is a thing.
And like, it just kind of reminds me of deviled ham. Remember deviled ham?
I remember deviled ham. I actually like deviled ham.
I have a friend that likes deviled ham.
I liked it.
He pulled it out one day. I said, what are you eating?
Is that a can of dog food? What are you doing there?
As putting a college student, I tried a lot of stuff I didn't think I would eat.
Alpo on a cracker right there.
It was
there
on sale.
Joe from Elkmont says, call it Science Project Poultry or Lab Coat Goat. Or beakless beaker bird, or bio beef. He's like, no,
what's going on?
He's on it.
Manufactured mutton, petri dish pork. I mean, all right. Joe from Elkmont gets the quantity over quality award.
He's
there.
Broken down species. You got to love that.
Oh my gosh. What else we got in there? Rick from Hollywood. Is Soylent Green is meat? Is people? It's people. I don't. What is? Okay, that's called voice texting to the show right there. He did say. Is it spam called debated meat? I don't know what you're saying to me, Rick from Hollywood. Another Soylent Green from Wiley from Gunnersville. Amy from Rainbow City says, I would check the label on the cultivated meat to make sure it wasn't produced in the Wuhan lab.
Oh.
See? Either way, she says, no, don't eat it. And then Fred from Madison says, hashtag meat too. Oh, my gosh. We got a whole new movement, the Meat Too movement. Oh my gosh, this has been some more kind of. I had a whole dipper, and I'm just going to set it over here and see if it comes back tomorrow. Like the floor is covered in dipper stuff over here, just so you know.
you were ready.
Yeah, I had stuff. All right, well, listen, man, you got a caller for me, Boom? No, okay. This has been a treat having you come in.
Well, it's been a treat being here with you. We were talking about that during the break. You and I communicate by text, by Twitter, but first time we've ever been in the room together.
Which is crazy because he hosts a show for me like two or three times.
Yeah, and this is the first time y'all actually meet in person.
I know.
And by the way, not the last.
Let me give you the shameless plug. You are the, what's your publisher? You're
publisher
for the Trustful Tribune.
Yep.
And I appreciate the fact that you typically run my column every, what, Tuesdays or so?
We run, don't you do more than one a week? Because I think we're running like two Phil Williams columns a week.
Are you sure you're in charge of the Trustful Tribune?
I'm the publisher. I don't know what my editor does. And I will tell you this, every time 1819 News tweets out one of your columns, if it's in the Tribune, I immediately tweet it out for the Tribune, hoping we'll steal a little traffic from them.
Well, thank you, brother.
They're killing it, by the way. 1819 News is just first class all the way.
We started up same time they did, and I really appreciate the fact that you're out there too. Hometown newspapers are not as prolific as they used to be.
No, they're not, and you know we try to be more of a full media company rather than just a newspaper.
Yeah.
But the key, Phil, is we do it the old fashioned way. The news is based on facts, and it stays on the news side, and opinions stay on the opinion side, and there's room for both, and our readers tend to respond very favorably.
But you've been on the show, so we know you have opinions.
I do. my wife will tell you way too many opinions. In fact, she does not listen when I fill in for you, by the way.
I know you're heading up to Mentone. You got a cabin up there. So if you go to the Wildfire Cafe, just let them know that fake meat will not go over well, and their reputation will be sullied if they did that.
I don't see that going over well in rural Alabama at all, to be honest with you.
No, absolutely not.
They all raise their own meat. They're going to buy it from a lab.
That's right. I mean, and well, they should, by the way. All right. Well, listen, folks, you guys are an amazing audience, bunch of right side ruffians. And I'm going to tell you right now, I do this show because, I've had bad days. Like I'll be coming into the show, you know, kind of stressed. I was telling Charlene the other day, there are days when I come into the show, I'm already tired when the show starts, but it pumps me up just being on the air because of the way this audience is. And we do not take that for granted. We do not take y'all for granted. And I say it all the time. This show stands for a lot of things that a lot of y'all do. We have what I call the mission and the message. Every day the mission is going to be that we do the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, and empower and entertain you on what it takes to be a conservative in today's world. But that's just the mission. The mission is run by the message. And the message is every single day, I don't care if anybody hears me say it, I'm going to tell you, Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and by the way, life's worth living. And that's why this show is what it is, Scott Buttram.
Amen to all of that, Phil. I agree completely. Love this audience. Love what you do here. And I hope you're doing it for a long, long time. We need it.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that very much. Oh, Boomer. That's a whole show, man.
That was a whole show and a whole segment on fake meat.
That's a whole hour on fake meat.
I think more like the
whole
afternoon.
Whole big thing, yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm coming home. Cook up some real meat. I'll be there in a minute. All right, you guys. Have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow at 2:00.